Half show today. I'm fired up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Better.
Keep this to a tight. Not saying you have to lose any weight, but keep it tight.
Just keep
tightening it back up. Tighten that show up. 45 mic. Tighten it up.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We keeping it tight and we keeping it light, and we're getting you ready for week 4. Two teams on a bye, but you probably, unless you're Le'Veon Bell or George Kittle owner, you don't have to worry about it too much.
It's true.
Let's get this show on the road, boys. We got a lot of games to break down. We're going to get right into it. We got Thursday night on the way. Just so you guys know, if you live in a cave or whatever and only listen to our podcast for advice, which thank you, but I don't recommend it. Jamal Williams went down with a bad head-to-head helmet-to-helmet collision and was carted off the field. So Aaron Jones isn't doing much with the work, but we'll see what happens with that. Who's the other?
Got a tug.
Who's the rookie running back that they said is inactive? I don't remember his name. I'm going to look it up while we talk about this.
I know they're using the fullback, Danny Vitale.
That's who they are using right now. I will look up the information that I'm trying to give you guys because I'm stupid. While we get into the first game, I just want to get into these games right now, guys. I don't want to be sticking you guys here an hour and a half. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, went downstairs for a Sprite. We got Titans. We got Falcons. We got an over-under of 45.5. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Josh, tell me what you think about this Titans offense.
Liked Delanie Walker a lot, bud. Outside of that,
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, you're still going to start him, but I don't feel good about it. I think to me he's a low end RB2 this week.
Okay,
but that's it on the Titans side, man. That is it. That is it.
Would you be willing to start any of these Titans wide receivers? Atlanta secondary is kind of banged up.
No.
Hail Mary play.
No.
Okay.
No.
Even if you're relying on Deebo Samuel as one of your starting wide receivers, three wide receiver league, would you want to throw Corey Davis out there?
I would start Humphreys.
Humphreys, the only one you're starting if you had to start one.
If I had to start one out of these three, that's the guy.
Okay.
That's him.
Eric, Falcons side of the ball, you got a lot more offense to talk about. What are you doing with this running back situation, though?
They're both dead to me. They're low end flex play to me at best. Like if you got bye week struggles right now, and you need to plug somebody in, plug Devontae Freeman in. But I don't like either of them. Julio's the only guy I really, really like on that team right now. And Matt Ryan.
Speaking of running backs.
Even Calvin Ridley isn't.
Speaking of running backs, if you're in a deep league, Dexter Williams is the Packers rookie running back out of Notre Dame. 5'11", 212. He was inactive for this game, so you won't see him in this game. But if Jamal Williams is going to miss some time, they like using two backs. He'll be the back to go with. Josh, tell me about Falcons wide receivers.
So, Julio is obviously going to be incredible. The issue was last week is that Calvin Ridley had trouble getting open in the zone. It wasn't that they weren't willing to target him. He just couldn't get open. So, Tennessee's really stupid, and they're poorly coached. So, I like him a little bit better this week, but I don't want anything to do with Mohamed Sanu. I think Calvin Ridley is still a decent flex play for you. And Hooper, good. Wow, Brad, what are you doing over there, bud? Just over here banging, knocking stuff over. I still like Hooper, too. So Hooper and Jones. I really do think that Calvin Ridley is a decent flex this week.
You say flex, Josh? Decent flex?
Yes.
Calvin Ridley got a flex in the end zone?
Yeah, I think that's about as high as you can put. Yeah, it's about as high as you can put him, I think.
But I'm willing to start him.
And Matt Ryan start?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's Tennessee.
Would you?
I forgot about the Hooper.
Yeah, would you be unwilling to start Mariota 2 QB league?
No.
Even if you're Garoppolo?
No.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, we'll move on. Unless anything else you guys want to start about Texans or Titans defense?
No.
Falcons defense?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a low over-under, so if you're really desperate, you could. Even lower over-under, 42.5, we have the Patriots going to Buffalo. Buffalo has surprisingly played the Patriots well. Sean McDermott usually schemes up well to keep Tom Brady down. Rex Burkhead and Julian Edelman both were on the injury report. Both of them had limited practices on Thursday. Hopefully Sony Michel, maybe. What are you doing about this Patriots offense there, Eric?
I don't know who to play from their backfield because you know Bill Belichick is doing Bill Belichick things. Yeah, Burkhead might be on the injury report, but you know what? He might end up playing, and he might have 12 carries for 68 yards and a score. And Sony Michel might not do anything like last week. So the running back situation, you can plug him in, but oh boy, on your knees praying to the football gods that he decides to be, that Belichick decides to be nice to that particular back this week.
James White?
Love.
Flex?
Yeah, they'll probably get him back in the mix. I would say a flex at most. Okay. Yeah.
Or if you're a Lev Bell owner, he's probably your RB2, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is sad considering he was the seventh best running back in PPR last year.
It's just
year.
The Belichick's. We don't know what Belichick's going to do.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Burkhead was out last season, and that's probably why James White had such a pronounced role.
And Sony Michel was limited almost the whole season until the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good points.
So one thing I want to bring up with the wide receiver core, I know Josh Gordon, AB is gone. We like Josh Gordon, but I kind of brought it up in our last show. Tre'Davious White, one of the best cover corners in the league, does play for Buffalo. We'll probably shadow Josh Gordon because he plays primarily on the outside. So I don't like Josh Gordon a lot this week. I could see Philip Dorsett possibly having a decent game. And if Julian Edelman's healthy, obviously if you're in PPR, he's an automatic wide receiver two with possible wide receiver one upside. And then we have the Buffalo side of the ball, Josh. What about the Bills? Are you starting any Buffalo Bill wide receiver against this vaunted Patriots defense?
No, because their third best corner, they just gave him $21 million. Their third best corner.
The Patriots in?
Yeah, and the Patriots don't pay anyone. So,
well, maybe Belichick says pay them all now because he knows he's leaving soon.
No, no. To give Jonathan Jones that kind of money and he's their third best corner, they got a great defense, man. I don't want to start any of these guys, including Josh Allen. I don't want to start Josh Allen either.
Frank Gore?
I don't want to start Frank Gore. There's nobody on this team, to me, is really going to be worth starting this week. And Josh Allen, if he's your second quarterback in a 2QB league and you have to do it because of the buys with Garoppolo, but
he's got rushing potential. That's the one good thing. You hope, you're hoping for a rushing touchdown or 60 yards on the ground or something.
Yeah. The one thing that does hurt this Patriots team is running quarterbacks. They do lose contain, especially those linebackers. They're not the fastest group in the league. So you can hope for some upside there with the
also,
rushing potential.
Also, the Buffalo Bills defensive tackle, can't remember his name. He's their primary run stuffer. He has been limited in practice and might miss the game. So maybe if Burkhead doesn't play, you're okay starting Sony Michel. If Burkhead doesn't play.
If Burkhead doesn't play.
But that's it. But Patriots defense? Yes?
Absolutely.
Bills defense? To. No?
I don't.
It's a
little
over under. The Bills do play them well. If you're really desperate, I'm in one league where I'm really desperate. I'm playing the Bills. Would you take the Bills over Falcons?
Yes.
Josh?
No.
Falcons defense?
Yes.
Okay. What about over the Lions? Would you take the Bills over the Lions defense, Josh?
No.
Because the Lions are at home against Kansas City. Oh. I can't wait to see how fast these dudes are on turf. Oh, my. In Ford Field? They might have to fire up some Mustangs for the DBs to catch these wide receivers.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Eric, I'll make this easy on you because I've given you some tough ones. Break down this Detroit offense. Who are you starting?
Kerryon?
What about Stafford?
Ooh, in two QB leagues.
What about one QB? Yeah. He's probably going to throw the ball 50 times to keep up.
Yeah, he'll get his numbers in garbage time because they're going to be scripted out of this. Like, the running game's probably – actually, you know what? I misspoke. Kerryon's not going to get to touch the ball unless they throw it to him because
– Ty Johnson?
No.
Because Patty Mahomes might throw for four scores in the first quarter.
Four scores in 7 years ago?
Just like he did last week. That was sick.
Yeah. Then the wide receivers. Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay. You'll start either one of them?
Yeah, they're gonna get garbage time points. So I say definitely start both of them. Because they flip-flop weeks. Kenny Galladay had a good week two. Gallup had a good week three. So... yeah, if you got them playing, because they're going to, like you said, throw 50 times.
What about TJ hawking a loogie on our face and making us look stupid?
Oh, he's super disappointing already. He had that one big game and kind of sucked everybody in. I would say bench him, wait and see. Bench him, but hang on to him. Wait and see what
Josh,
happens.
You're making some faces over here. What do you want to say about Hockenson?
Are we all surprised that Matt Stafford's not using his tight end? Oh.
After week one.
Oh, are we all surprised?
He looks so good in that one game.
Yeah, one game.
But we apologize for saying he was going to be terrible. And then He said, haha, I spit on you.
Yeah, so now I'm going to be trash.
Then we all realize Matt Stafford is Matt Stafford, and he does Matt Stafford things. So, surprise.
Oh, this is an undefeated team. Yeah. This is a battle of undefeated.
Big, dumb face.
I forgot to say that. We've had back-to-back games of undefeated teams here. Patriots-Bills, undefeated. Chiefs-Lions, undefeated game.
It's true.
All right, then, Josh, on the Chiefs side of the ball, rank the Chiefs wide receivers. See, that's hard. Because you want to say start them all, but rank the all three of them.
Sammy DeMarcus Robinson.
Bias.
And then, well, he's still the number one in the offense. And then Mecole Hardman.
And then Mecole? Okay.
Yeah.
I could see Mecole jumping up one.
I could too.
His usage has went up slowly.
Yeah.
He's learning the offense. Tyreek Hill's rookie year. It took him about half the season to get to be the Tyreek Hill we know and love.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, really, if you want to say it, it's really Kelce, Watkins, Robinson, Hardman. But
Yeah. Well, Kelce's an auto start.
Yeah, that's.
Kelce's a receiver, though, in that offense. He's not a tight
end.
The
real question is, do you want to go McCoy or Daryl Williams here?
So, McCoy did get a limited practice in. They say he should play. I like McCoy if he's active in this game.
Okay.
Daryl Williams, you can start him as well. I'm fine with Daryl Williams starting him as well because once they get up by a lot, if McCoy's ankles bother him at all, we saw it last week, they'll pull him out. Daryl Williams, who didn't get a touchdown, but he actually got a lot of usage last week.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look good on the stat sheet, but a lot of usage. If he gets a couple.
Yeah, this could.
Go ahead, Eric.
Sorry, this could be very similar to the Dallas-Miami situation last week where you saw Zeke get his and then Tony Pollard come in and clean up. So okay. I would say a similar situation because they're going to be
up. If you're worried at all about McCoy, start Daryl Williams. If you think he's going to be banged up and going to be limited, fire him up. It's his chief offense. We want all piece of it. Now, we said we're not going to start the Lions defense, Josh. Would you start the Chiefs defense?
Okay. No, never.
Never? It's a 54-and-a-half.
Unless they play Miami, I'll pass. The Chiefs defense is bad.
Okay, you're right.
That's bad.
Hey, yeah. Patrick Mahomes, auto start. Got it.
Yeah.
Now we go from...
In any league, in any format.
The Raiders are at the Colts. We're going to start with the Raiders side of the ball while Josh looks up T.Y. Hilton's in what he did today in practice. Me and Eric will talk about the Raiders. That's cold. Is it tease? Not really. Eric, so Darren Waller pretty much become an auto start tight end, correct?
He is, especially with the injuries to some of the guys around the league.
This Colts run defense has not looked good. It's not the defense of last year. I don't know if it's what it is, but they are not playing like the defense last year. Josh Jacobs, with his usage on the ground, do you want to start him?
I do. And they said they want to get him the ball more in the passing game, so hopefully that comes true. And we see his PPR numbers come up.
And
so, yeah, I think you should definitely start him. And probably where you drafted him, you probably have to.
Okay. And with Josh Jacobs as well, they want you can want in one hand and poop in the other, like Josh likes to say.
Yeah.
We'll see which one comes up first, fills up first. But no news on T.Y.?
So what I'm seeing on T.Y. Hilton is that he is going to be questionable and probably a game time decision. So you need to have a backup plan place. And it's not going to be on this team.
Okay. Before we get to T.Y. though, I do want to talk about the Raiders wide receivers.
Okay.
Do you want to start any of them?
Tyrell Williams.
You guys are fine.
I like Tyrell Williams.
But T.Y. did miss another practice today.
Yeah.
He didn't practice again today. So I don't like it when they don't practice. If he doesn't get even a limited practice in on Friday, he's probably not starting.
Is there a worse phrase in fantasy than did not practice, questionable game time decision? Like, that phrase is just like terrifying for fantasy.
Ever since they got rid of the probable, because remember when they used to have probable, questionable, doubtful?
Yeah.
They got rid of that as a slight against fantasy on
it. Yeah. It's like, oh, you guys want to know what we want to do? Slight. Bill of tricks.
That was probably
$1 million.
$100 million.
At least it's not as bad as was it hockey where they just say lower half.
Yeah.
They don't even say like what leg it is or anything.
Lower half.
I love hockey.
Okay. But Tyrell Williams, the only one you want to start. No Hunter Renfrow. They say they're gonna get him involved, boys.
No.
Pick him up, pick up Hunter Renfrow now, stash him.
You believe everything that John
is a
Gruden
wait
does?
And see situation. Yeah.
No.
I believe everything, John Gruden, because why would you lie to me?
No.
That guy. Knock on wood if you with me. All right, Colts side of the ball. So, like you said, T.Y. Hilton. Let's assume for a second, because if T.Y. plays, I think Jacoby Brissett is a streamer starter, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if he doesn't play.
I think he's a solid I think he's a solid starter every week with T.Y.
But without – that's why I want to go. T.Y.'s not there. What does that do to this offense for you? Are you starting Jacoby Brissett?
Yes, because of who the opponent is.
Okay.
Oakland's defense is bad. And Jacoby's been a pretty decent quarterback. I love him around the 15-16 range right now in my rankings. So I think Jacoby Brissett is going to be a fine starter, and especially in two QB leagues. I love him.
Yeah, I think they'll just probably – if T.Y. is not going to go or they're planning on him not going, I think you'll see two tight end sets, and I think they'll try to get the most out of Ebron and Doyle in that offense.
Are you willing to start either one of those guys? Doyle and Ebron in PPR, would you start both of them? Not on the same team, but let's say you don't have Ebron. Would you start Doyle?
The way it's looking for T.Y. right now, yes.
Hockenson or Doyle, Eric?
Oh, God. I say Doyle.
I agree. And I don't like it.
Okay.
What
about this Colts defense?
No.
I like the Colts defense this week.
No. Who's their big rookie they had from last year?
Darius Leonard. I don't
know. Yeah, Leonard. He's not practicing. So yeah,
I still like the Colts defense.
They've not been good this year.
I still like them.
How do we feel about Marlon Mack?
Start.
Is he still dinged up?
If he plays, you got to start. I got it, Josh.
Must start.
If he plays, I think you have to start him against this Raiders defense, because this Raiders defense does not scare me. I have no information for him for practicing. Whatever.
Nailed it.
Okay, but Marlon Mack, I believe he's limited in practice right now, getting some limited reps in. They're planning on playing him. He's the one Colt I want to start if he was out.
All right.
Moving on to the game of the week, 44.5 or 44 over under. The away team is favored by 15.5, but every one of their games is an away game. Can you guess these teams, Eric?
One of them is the Chargers.
And they're playing the Dolphins, because if you play the Dolphins at home, you're a double-digit favorite. As a Chargers fan, I am going to make a call right now, a bold prediction that the Chargers lose this game.
What?
Do you remember a few years ago when the Browns only won one game? Do you remember what team they beat? They beat the Chargers. The Chargers played down to their opponents. This is a early game going all the way to the East Coast for the Chargers, who are notorious for laying eggs when they go east in these early matchups. I see this being a lot closer of a game, and I almost guarantee that the Dolphins cover the spread. So if you want to go to Vegas, slap you a little money on that. I know that's crazy.
I believe what you believe. Shoot your shot.
I'm a Chargers fan, but I know how they play, and I'll be honest with about it. But even with that being said, Phillip Rivers is probably a star, right?
I like it. Yeah.
Phillip Rivers, Jacoby Brissett.
Rivers.
Against the Dolphins?
With Rivers. T.Y. Still the same thing?
Okay. Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Keenan Allen's a must start.
Austin.
If Travis Benjamin would catch the ball.
Okay, if Travis Benjamin could catch the ball, which he can't. Yeah. He hasn't caught a ball since he was in Cleveland. Austin Eckler's a must start. Talking about these running backs real quick. Let's get the nose out there. Melvin Gordon has reported back. Anthony Lynn said he will not play this week. But as soon as he's ready to go, he is the starter. So if you're an Austin Eckler owner,
bye-bye.
Bye. Do you want to trade him before this game or after this game, Josh?
Before.
Okay.
Ooh. I
want to. Because
you might need him in this game, depending on what your running back situation is.
No.
I need him.
Well, I need him too.
I would like to trade him before, while I can still get something for him.
Okay.
Maybe you trade him to the Lev Bell owner.
Okay. Or you try trading him just to the Gordon owner, to be honest.
Yeah.
After this game, that's going to be the only place he has any value, really.
Yeah. You guys feel good about this Chargers defense this week?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Sure.
So I also want to bring up Justin Jackson. So we saw the Cowboys last week. Both their running backs had good games. Do you think Justin Jackson could be a flex? Eric, I see you shaking your head. Yes. Josh shaking no. Debate. Josh, go first.
I'm shaking my head because Jordan Howard just got another touchdown.
Woo! Started him our Super Deep 16.2 QB league.
And it was a reception. So Carson Wentz, there you go.
Stop making Wentz look good. You're making me look like a clown. Stupid Packers defense.
So I found out what we do for starts of the week. Whatever Eric puts as a villain, you start them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it,
Aaron,
right there.
You're trying to make us look like a bunch of ruffians.
Baby, guess who started Jordan Howard?
Did you?
In that super deep 16 team league?
All right. So, what else we got here, boys?
So, Justin Jackson, though. Josh, did you want to start?
I want to start Justin Jackson.
Okay, you'll flex him. Eric, you'll flex him? Okay,
sure.
Flex
him. Yeah.
Any Dolphin you want to start at all?
Don't ever ask me that question for the rest of the season.
What?
Fact.
Yeah.
Unless one of them gets traded and considered a former Dolphin.
I said, don't ask me that question for the rest of the season. Bradley.
Preston Williams, people. If there's a Dolphin you want to have, he's the Dolphin you want.
Let's go to the next game. Let's go to the next
game. Okay. Redskins, Giants. It's only a 49 over-under. I think this game's going to be higher because these defenses are not quite what you would like to call good.
All right. I'm starting Daniel Jones this week.
Okay, Daniel Jones. I do want to start the other quarterback, though, first.
Okay.
Case Keenum. Would you start him?
Really?
Would you start Case Keenum over Derek Carr?
Who are
they're playing the Colts.
Yeah, I would.
Would you start him over Matt Stafford?
No.
Over Josh Allen, who's playing the Patriots?
No, I'd still start Josh Allen.
I like Case Keenum this week. When he has had plus matchups, he's had good games. His only bad game, really, which he ended up saving in garbage time a little bit, was the game against the Bears. And this Giants defense can be got. Eric, what do you think?
Sorry, I was looking at Wentz's stat line because he's making me look like crap. He only has 129 yards, but he's got three scores. Yep. Whatever. We're talking about Case Keenum.
Did you start Case Keenum over Josh Allen, Derek Carr?
I definitely like him better than over Josh Allen because that Patriots defense is a monster. Derek Carr going against, remind me?
Colts.
The Colts. Ooh. Yeah,
I'll have Case Keenum when I get my rankings out. I know for sure in the top 15, like, probably the top 12 this week.
I just can't get on board with Derek Carr. I can't do it.
I'm going to have Case Keenum above Daniel Jones as well, just because the Redskins don't know what they want to do. Ever since Geis went out, they don't know if they want to run the ball. They don't want to get Peterson the ball.
Did they not automatically assume that Geis was probably going to be out?
Jay Gruden doesn't have a backup plan for that. Jay Gruden is smarter than all of us, okay?
That's all Jay Gruden will be more employed than all unemployed at the end of the season than all of us, too.
He'll still be making more money than all of us.
That's true.
If Dan Jones works out, the Giants GM is smarter than
Dave Gettleman. He's got a plan. You don't need to know it, but he's got a plan.
You don't need to know
it. It's one game, and Dave Gettleman's a moron.
So let's get back into this game. So I like both these quarterbacks. Josh is higher on Daniel Jones. I'm a little higher on Case Keenum because both these defenses are bad. So I'm fine if you want to start either one of these. The running back situation.
No.
Gallman, Chris Thompson, Adrian Peterson. Rank them.
Thompson.
Gallman, Peterson, who?
Thompson, Peterson, Gallman. Wild, wild Wayne's world. Oof.
I would go, I want to go, my heart says AP first.
Okay.
That's wrong.
My head says Gallman first because he'll probably get the volume.
Okay.
Because I don't think they have anybody else besides him. So Gallman, Peterson, the other guy.
Thompson. Okay. And then Josh, you're going Thompson, Gallman, Peterson?
Yeah.
Reversing it. I would go Gallman, Thompson, Peterson. So we all went different on
They're really close.
I'm fine flexing Thompson this week. Peterson, if you have to, I wouldn't, just because he didn't get used on the goal line last week. He is very upset. We saw what happened when he was on the Saints and he was upset. He does not play well when he is upset. Okay? It's just the way it is with the guy. Gallman, he will be probably an RB2 the rest of the season. He is probably this year's good old, I can't even think of his name, blew out his knee, perpetual RB2.
Who are you talking about?
ACL injury. Who was the guy who was always an RB2?
Oh, Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller. Wayne Gallman will be Lamar Miller.
No.
It won't be pretty, but it'll be an RB2 just because of straight usage. They have nobody else on their roster.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, wide receiver-wise.
Go get JJ.
Sterling Shepard, Terry McLaurin. We like them both.
I do.
Terry McLaurin did pop up on the injury report with the hamstring. Watch that. See what it is. Ooh. I think they are managing his reps. It might be a little tight. It doesn't seem like they're too worried about it, but do watch that news. What about the tight ends? Obviously, Evan Engram, set it, forget it, tight end.
Thanks,
no
Brad.
No problem. I got Michael Thomas out of the deal.
You're right, you did.
And Nuke. What about on the Redskins side of the ball? Do you want to start their tight end?
No. I don't want Vernon Davis. No.
Vernon Davis? Vernon, I might hurdle you or might change my mind in midair, Vernon Davis.
I forgot.
He didn't change his mind. The defender just backed up. Prince Amukamara just backed up, and he's like, eh. Yeah. I think I'll just tackle you right now.
But, okay, so I'm saving you. You want to start either one of these defenses?
No.
Okay, cool. Moving on. Browns, Ravens.
Woo!
Don't touch Baker. This Ravens secondary is a little banged up. Their best DB is still not back. Jimmy Smith will not be back for this game. So I still like Odell because of his usage.
He will get his targets. What did he get, 14 last week?
Nick Chubb. I still like Nick Chubb just again because of his usage. Josh, you agree?
Oh, yeah.
And now on the Ravens side of the ball. Lamar Jackson said he doesn't like to run. Do you guys care that he doesn't like to run?
No, I don't care.
Because guess what? He still runs.
Yeah.
I care because I hope Mark Ingram gets all of those carries that they were going to give him.
Now, I will say this Browns run defense has been pretty good.
I think Ingram still, you got to
start
this
might
Ingram,
be the
think,
best run defense the Ravens have been up against all season.
If you're going to run it, if you're going to stick to the run no matter what, like they did last week, even though they were down and should have been throwing the ball, you still have to start Ingram.
And then Hollywood Brown, we like him?
I don't like him that much this week, dude.
What? No.
Cleveland's secondary is pretty good.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't like him that much.
Okay.
He's a boomer. He's a boomer bust guy.
Is Mark Andrews going to play?
He's going to play.
I don't think
he is. He's going to play, and I think you can still start him.
Josh said he is. Eric says he's not. Eric's doing research. So when Eric's saying he doesn't think he's going to play, Eric probably doesn't want to start him.
I think he's going to play.
No.
And I definitely want to play this Ravens defense.
Ravens defense, I do like them. Baker's,
yeah.
There's something going on with Baker right now, and I think what it is that he didn't beat a good team last year.
Hmm. Weird.
What did Delanie Walker say? You want to crown of paper champs? Go ahead.
They are who we thought.
Mark Andrews remained sidelined Thursday with a foot injury.
And he doesn't practice on Friday, so.
That's fine.
If you have Mark Andrews, make sure you have another tight end ready to go.
Start him.
Okay. Panthers, Titans, or Panthers at the Texans, over under a 47. Texans are favored by 4. Let's just get this out of the way. We're starting Christian McCaffrey. We're starting Nuke Hopkins.
Starting D-Watt.
Starting Deshaun Watson. Anybody else in this game you want to start, Josh?
I'm going to start Greg Olsen.
Okay, Greg Olsen.
I thought we were just talking about
that. That's kind of it, dude. Like, there's,
DJ? Curtis?
Not, maybe DJ Moore. I don't know. Yeah, they're going to throw the ball a lot, but I don't know, man. I'm not that pumped about it.
You're not that pumped?
No, man, it's not that good. I mean, DJ Moore, he had a little bit of a connection with Kyle Allen last week, but that was Kyle Allen's first game starting, and I'm not really that excited about his prospects this week. I mean, I expect Houston to play big, and I expect them to have some scores, so maybe Kyle Allen will just get some numbers just off of playing catch-up, but I wouldn't be surprised if he throws a couple interceptions this week, and that offense doesn't look as good.
Eric? Do you want to start either one of the Panthers wide receivers, Curtis Samuel?
If I had to start one, it'd be Curtis Samuel.
And then do you want to start Carlos Hyde?
Oh, yeah. He's getting the work. Duke Johnson has not seen the third down work that I think a lot of people thought he was going to get in that offense. So, yeah, I mean, Hyde's getting 20 carries a game. The volume's there. Start him.
Okay. Texans defense? No? Maybe?
Not really, no.
Texans defense, Bills defense.
The Bills are playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
No, Texans.
Panthers defense, yeah, Bills defense. Yeah, this is a hard-hitting show. We're going deep dives.
No, you're not.
I can't make this easy on you.
Okay, I'll take the Panthers.
Okay.
Eric? I don't like it.
Panthers versus who?
Panthers defense, Bills defense. Yeah. We're here to make money, boys. Make people money.
Bills, just because historically they've played the Pats.
That's tough. What I'm saying, boys. That's what I'm saying. Jump on board. It's a lower over-under, too.
Nobody circles the wagons.
Like Jeff. Not Jeff. Chris Berman at the buffet.
Oh.
No, like the Buffalo Bills.
All right, what else we got?
Next up, Buccaneers, Rams.
Oh, yeah.
Love the Rams defense, because guess what Jameis is going to do? He's going to throw about 3 picks in this game.
Probably, because they're probably going to be down pretty quick.
So Rams side of the ball, we're starting all the wide receivers, probably because you have to, right? Because you don't know which one. Cooper Kupp's the one you're most high about. Brandon Cooks, we've been liking what we've seen. Good old Bob Forrest, Robert Woods.
He's been disappointing so far.
You're still starting him, right?
Yeah. Well, I have Cooper Kupp, yeah. So I don't need to. But
what about the running situation, Josh? Todd Gurley. You starting him?
Actually, I don't like Todd Gurley this week, man.
Because you said what?
I think he's my villain this week. He doesn't get enough work.
And tell the audience why. Maybe they haven't listened to the FSA. And after you do that, go ahead and tell us about the FSA.
So Todd Gurley has not been getting that many carries this week. He's not involved in the passing game currently. And on top of all that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have actually been pretty good on run defense. I'm not saying they have a good defense, but run defense, they've been pretty tough.
Their pass defense is so bad that nobody runs the ball.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were stuffing Saquon last week. Saquon wasn't really that good. So I picked him as my villain this week. I'm really low on Todd Gurley this week. I mean, he's low end RB2 for me personally. I know that they said they were going to give him more carries, but I'll wait until I see it.
They did also shut down Christian McCaffrey as well. So they have shut down two great running backs.
Yeah.
That was Christian McCaffrey, 7 fantasy.
Christian McCaffrey is a good receiver.
But they shut him down to 7 fantasy points.
It's true.
He hasn't had under 15 fantasy points in almost 2 seasons.
Mm.
That's a story, boys.
All right. What's going on in the FSA?
So right now you can go to you should go to Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook right now, because every Wednesday, our buddy Brian over there, he has a great live stream that he does, and he talks about what's happening in the league. He also gives news and information. It's kind of like a video version of what we do when we're actually cross-pollinating there. Where we over there, we're giving some heroes and villains. Eric's really making us look bad right now, but
just flip-flop whatever Eric says.
Yeah, if Eric says someone's a hero,
he likes villains. He's the Joker. He likes to watch the world burn.
Yeah, he does.
At least I'm not getting a pie in the face, boys.
Oh, yeah, that'll be happening in a little bit.
And it's true. We'll put that on the gram here in a little bit. So check out Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook, and you can also go to the website and see how great this league really is. It's at fsa-fr.com.
Yep. And now let's get back into this game. I want to talk about Tampa Bay side of the ball. I know Jameis had a good game last week. I do not like Jameis. Aaron Donald is a hungry defensive back. Chris Godwin is doubtful for this game.
Woo! Fire up Mikey Evans.
Do you want to, though?
Not really.
I know he had 3 touchdowns and 45 fantasy points in PPR last week, but man alive, I don't see that.
To me last week.
I don't see that happening again.
No, because Aqib Talib's going to yank that chain, son.
Oh, yeah, he does do that.
Yeah, he's going to yank that chain. Yeah, that's why OBJ didn't wear his last week.
Yeah.
He didn't want Talib to snatch that chain.
Probably. All right.
He said that.
So did he?
Yeah, he came out and said that.
All right. So Tampa Bay side of the ball. Really, I don't like anybody from the Tampa Bay side of the ball. I don't like the running back situation there. I don't like the wide receivers this week. I mean, you probably have to start Mike Edwards. Chris Godwin, who I've been super high on, he's doubtful. You cannot rely on him against his defense. You can't rely on Jameis Winston to be right in this game.
OJ?
OJ Howard has looked like trash this whole season.
Not maybe it's a get right game?
No.
Maybe
it's a get wrong game.
No.
No.
No. Alrighty then.
No,
And then Jared Goff, love him. I don't know if I said that or the other, but he's fine. He's at home. Gets Tampa Bay's passing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just traded for him too.
I'm curious to see if they're going to use Ronald Jones a little bit more in the passing game this week. And if they do.
If they do, this could be his game to get it going.
Yeah.
But I still don't want to start him.
No. But he's a player I want you to keep your eyes on, is what I mean. Normally when I say that, something good happens.
Okay.
Normally. And then the other guy will get all the carries this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Peyton Barber, Auburn alum.
Peyton Barber will get all the touches.
Best thing since Cadillac Williams came out of Auburn.
You keep changing that? And that's not how that works.
All right. Next, we have Seahawks Cardinals. Woo! Let's get to some of the Seahawks side of the ball. Let's talk about Will Dissly.
Yeah!
The Cardinals are terrible against tight ends. And Will Dissly has played, eight NFL games?
Yep.
And caught six of those games, he had a touchdown catch?
Yep.
And one of those games, he had two?
Fact.
So, I get it. The last one happened as time expired, but guess what? Fantasy-wise,
it still counts,
like Lonely Island likes to say.
Man, Aaron Jones just keeps losing yards, man. It's killing me.
Okay, let's not talk about that game.
Sorry.
People have already seen it. They know what happens.
It's just killing me.
That's how podcasts work.
I'm just saying. It's killing me. All
right. So, Will Dissly, we like him this week, right?
Love him.
You think
he was my FSA hero this week for tight end.
He'll be a top five tight end?
Crap.
I
didn't know Aaron. I didn't know Eric picked Will Dissly. Oh, great! I'm just kidding.
That's messed up. Yo, my heroes usually hit.
Russell Wilson, we love him, right? Even though he did everything in garbage time, do we still love him?
Yes. Super efficient. Yeah.
Accurate. Tyler Lockett, top 10 wide receiver. Get the Clippers ready, boys. Josh be shaved his head off.
Mm-hmm. Traded for him this week too, baby.
So you guys are starting. Starting Tyler Lockett. What about DK Metcalf?
Yeah.
No.
I like him as a flex option in this PPR? Matchup. Yes.
Not standard? Josh is saying no.
I don't like him at all.
Will Fuller, I like DK Metcalf.
Will Fuller.
DK.
The fifth.
You're crazy.
Yeah, well, it's my right.
A Titans wide receiver. Or DK Metcalf.
Okay, DK Metcalf.
Okay, I'm just saying, these are people drafted. They may be going to these situations. They may not have any options.
That's true.
We got to be honest
Maybe the hype got him on DK Metcalf.
We got to be honest with people.
And he's shown flashes. I like him. Flex him.
Chris Carson. Rashad Penny is back at practice, boys. Uh-oh, Penny watch. 2019. Chris Carson, still the back you want to start there, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, stop putting it on the ground, Chris. Yeah,
maybe Penny being there will actually light a fire under him.
Let's hope.
You know, maybe that's what it was. Like Penny was out, he's like, I can do whatever I want, and I can't do anything because I'm untouchable. Whatever. but if Penny's out there, somebody dropped him because he was hurt and inactive last week. Go get him. Cardinals side of the ball. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep.
Good flex option.
Okay. I think he's wide receiver two at least.
I think he's got wide receiver two upside.
Oh, Josh says wide receiver one over here.
He's a one. Wow. This week.
Okay.
Love
okay.
him.
Okay. Any other Cardinals wide receivers you want to start? Because they run out 17 of them.
I like Christian Kirk.
No, Keyshawn.
No.
Mm-hmm. Kirk had a decent game.
He's
last
good in
week,
PPR.
That was his first good
they
one.
They get so many targets. They throw the ball so much, no matter what the game script is. David Johnson starting him.
Yes.
Who do you like better, David Johnson or Chris Carson?
David Johnson. I like DJ.
Okay. Eric?
DJ gets more targets. I like in the passing game, I like DJ better.
And then Seahawks defense? Would you guys start them?
No. I'm not really interested in that.
I would hope they'd be able to confuzzle a rookie QB, but they haven't looked good all this season.
Put the man out there with one hand. He won't know what to do.
That's so jacked up.
What? They have a man with one hand on their team. You're talking about confusing somebody. He might get confused.
I'm just saying it's jacked up.
Do I throw it to his left? Do I throw it to his right?
All
right.
You can't jack with that hand, that's for sure. All right, moving on to Vikings Bears. Here's the thing I want to do. I want to throw this at Eric. Stephon Diggs or DK Metcalf?
DK Metcalf.
Stephon Diggs or Will Fuller?
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs or Jarvis Landry? Because you probably spent a premium on Stephon Diggs, so you probably don't have another premium.
Yeah, Diggs. Probably okay. Diggs. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs or anybody on Miami, Josh?
Diggs.
Just because he doesn't want me asking Miami stuff. All right, so yeah. Stephon Diggs, we really don't like him. We really don't want to start him this week, correct?
Yeah, correct.
He hasn't done anything.
What about Adam Thielen? We want to start Adam Thielen?
Yes. He's getting goal line rushes. What the f-
All right.
Yes, start Thielen.
Dalvin Cook, you're probably starting him, but Josh has something to say about that, if you would have heard it on FSA, but he'll repeat it here for you. Go ahead, Josh.
He was also one of my villains this week. Obviously, you're still going to start Dalvin Cook, but this Bears defense is no joke, man. They are no joke. They got the freezer over there. That's his nickname.
Yeah, the fridge. And
he's the freezer. So, and Khalil Mack, like, they are jacking offensive lines up, dude. I am not. I understand Dalvin Cook's great, and he's been great all season. You're still going to start him, but you really got to temper your expectations this week. I'm not as high on him, man. He's a villain.
Is the only thing you're excited to start in this game both the defenses? Is that the only thing we're excited to start?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Trubisky has been abysmal so far. He had a pretty good game last week, a decent game. I shouldn't say pretty good, decent game last week. But he's been pretty bad all season so far.
And Xavier Rhodes is going to shadow Allen Robinson. So, again, another knock on Allen Robinson.
Are they at home?
They're on the road, but this isn't the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
They're on the road,
This
though.
Isn't Packers and Aaron Rodgers. It's different.
And Gabriel's out, so that receiving core is a little depleted. That's going to be
I don't think Gabriel's officially out, but he hasn't cleared concussion protocol as of Thursday, and usually if he doesn't clear it by Friday, they will be out. That's just the way
it's not
works.
Looking good.
And then this Bears rushing. I do want to own David Montgomery, but I don't want to start him this week.
That's why I traded him.
Yeah. And then, like I said, both these defenses, I'm fine with both these defenses.
Yep.
We could see the defenses outscoring both the offenses.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
All right.
And Trubisky?
Let's do the next one.
Okay, next game. Jaguars, Broncos. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a bad game. You want to know what this over-under is?
Is it like 20?
It's 38. 40.
Okay.
Oh, I was close.
And
gosh.
Denver is favored by 3 points. I think that's just because they're home.
Hey, we're favored.
And your quarterback's still terrible.
Which quarterback in this game do you want to start if you had to start one of those quarterbacks?
It's Jacksonville.
Minshew, dude.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, Minshew.
Do you want to start Gardner Minshew over either the Trubisky or Cousins?
It's a better matchup.
I'll start him over Trubisky.
Not over Cousins? Against the Bears defense?
I'd start him over Cousins,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll start him.
How many teams over 500 has Cousins ever beat? It's like three people. It's like three.
Okay, I'll start Minshew.
You got to start Gardner Minshew just for the sex appeal alone.
I know.
Gardner Brad, Minshew. You're starting him this week, right?
Oh, I start him everywhere. If I own him, I'm starting him.
All right.
That's not true. Mike.
What did you say about him today,
Which
Brad?
One? There's no Gardner Minshew one. I said that before. The hand? Oh, handlebars?
He's got the handlebars, and he's the
He is the Johnny Football we all thought we were getting and that we all wanted and we all deserved.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also said the difference between him and Baker Mayfield is Baker was the number one overall pick, so a lot more was put on his shoulders than what is put on Gardner Minshew, a six-round pick. Literally, if he goes out there and lays eggs, nobody cares because he's a six-round pick.
Ball out, Gardner. I loved your picture with Uncle Rico.
Okay. And then Leonard Fournette, we're starting Leonard Fournette, correct?
Yes.
DJ Shark?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Flex him, Josh?
DJ Chark.
Three wide receiver leader starting? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You starting him over Allen Robinson?
Yes.
Okay. Starting him over.
I think he's a good bye week flex.
No, I'm not starting over Thielen.
Okay. I'm just putting out there for context for the people.
I'd start him over
You can check out our website. Link is in the description here to see our rankings, to see where we actually really set with these people. Also, Broncos side of the house. Obviously, Joe Flacco, he's dead to us all. Emmanuel Sanders. So Jalen Ramsey might not play. He hasn't practiced all week due to family reasons. He's been away from the team. He may not play.
Did you see what he said?
What?
He said once mutual respect is lost between the two parties, it's time to move on. You didn't
see
that?
Yeah, but the owner...
That came out a little while ago.
...wants to extend him, so...
Well, apparently he's lost respect.
It doesn't matter. Shaq Khan wants his time. It doesn't matter. That dude's a bazillionaire. Sorry.
We'll see what happens.
Emmanuel Sanders, do you want to start him?
Yes. If
Jalen Ramsey is out.
If Jalen Ramsey is out. Because AJ Bouye is not a great corner.
What about Courtland Sutton?
No.
Eric's saying yes. Eric.
Why Eric, not?
Courtland Sutton or DJ Chark?
Ooh.
Chark.
Josh says Chark.
I gotta go with Chark okay. So far. Yeah. Cool. He's had the better season so far. But I really like Courtland.
And now
Sutton.
Josh, which running back is gonna have the better game?
Lindsey.
Are you starting him?
Yeah, I'm okay. Starting Lindsey. And I'm flexing Freeman. They're both top 24 PPR running backs.
Okay. And both these defenses? Jacksonville for sure, probably.
I think that yeah, I'm gonna call it. The Broncos will get their first sack this week.
They haven't got a sack yet?
Have not gotten a sack.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, well I mean no Gardner ain't gonna do.
What are they paying Von Miller for?
Exactly. What are they paying Von
Old Spice
Miller
commercials.
For? I yelled at him quite a bit last week, so
this Jacksonville defensive line has got to be salivating over Joe Flacco and his immobility.
Oh yeah.
Salivating.
They're like, nom, nom,
let's
nom,
go
nom,
with
nom.
A Sunday night. We got is it Carrie Underwood? Yeah, Carrie Underwood in the house. We got the Cowboys. We got the Saints. Man, this looked like a great matchup about 2 weeks ago. Now it's still a good yeah. matchup, but it doesn't have the luster of Drew Brees being out there at home with the Saints. It's got Teddy Bridgewater. It's got this Cowboys defense.
Teddy B looked pretty good.
He did. I'm going to tell you right now, my villain this week was Michael Thomas. I think sure. the Cowboys go, we're going to try to start Kamara, but we're definitely going to start Michael Thomas because we know there's one thing here we can stop.
It's yeah. fair.
And we'll try to you just, you know, game script that Zeke runs the ball 45 times and keeps their offense off the field.
Feed Zeke. Love it.
So we're starting Zeke. We're starting Kamara. We're starting Amari yes. Cooper?
Yes.
Have to, right?
I hate it, but
Josh
yes.
has that wide-eyed, like, oh.
No, he's yeah. the proof is in the pudding. He's had three good games, yeah. man.
He's in a contract year. I should have known. Because I love guys in contract years, but I hate Amari.
Cool. And the Saints, you're probably starting Michael Thomas. Like I said, he's a villain, but you're probably still going to start him. I mean, I'm still starting him. We'll yeah. call him a villain. Teddy Bridgewater, you starting him?
No. No. No.
Would you start him over Cousins and Trubisky? Because I'd seriously think yes. about it.
Would you start him over Josh Allen?
Yeah.
That's probably. Yeah.
Would you start him over Gardner Minshew?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. All right, let's get to Monday night. Because, oh, do you want to start either one of these defenses? Cowboys defense, Saints defense?
No.
I think.
If Kamara gets a 9 for 92 in the first half and like two scores.
And this Cowboys no. defense hasn't really played anybody yet. Let's not get that twisted either.
They can't. They won't be able to cover him. Their linebacking core is not built for okay. that.
Monday night football, we got a banger of a game here. We got well, somebody's going to lose their O. Somebody's going to lose their O. And that means in the win common. Colin, somebody's finally going to – actually, they might get tied. I don't know. It's the Bengals. It's the Steelers. What are we doing here?
Oh, no. I like Andy Dalton this week. He's one of my
Steelers
heroes.
Pass defense. Meh. Steelers defense.
Steelers are just banged up all over the place. So, yeah, I think this is a get-right game for the Bengals.
All right, Eric, since you're talking. Andy Dalton, you said to start. Joe Mixon?
Yes.
Tyler Boyd. John Ross.
I like Tyler Boyd better than Ross, but if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, Ross has been pretty good in two out of three games. So, yeah.
John Ross, Adam Thielen.
Thielen.
John Ross, Stephon Diggs.
Ross has better upside.
Okay. John Ross, Allen Robinson.
Against the Vikings defense? Yeah, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Whoever the hell's on. Ross.
John Ross? Okay. You agree with that? All those statements?
Yeah, I agree with everything Eric said.
That's really sad that you did that, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Steelers side of the ball. Mason Rudolph, Josh, you starting him?
Throw him in the trash.
James Conner.
You got to start him.
This Bengals
gonna,
defense has holes galore.
He's going to break out this
if
week.
If he doesn't break out this game,
he's going to break out all over the place.
Juju.
Start him.
Okay. If Vance McDonald plays, do you want to start him?
Yes.
Also, a little side note, Tyler Eifert pick him up because they play Arizona next week. So, hey, if he's still healthy.
There you go.
There's that.
All right. Anything else from this game you guys want to talk about? Either defense? Steelers defense?
No, they're suspect.
Not good.
The Bengals are turning the ball over quite a bit. So.
Yeah, and with them throwing the ball, and they do have Minka Fitzpatrick now. Their defense looked a little better last week. We'll see.
Truck.
But I don't want to start them just yet.
Okay. And I think that's it for the games. Boys, we got this done in about 50 minutes. Any last parting shots? Josh.
Don't ever ask me any questions about the Dolphins ever.
Josh Rosen, baby.
Ever.
Tune into FSA Wednesday nights and do the opposite of what I tell you for villains.
Thanks for tuning in, Dwight.
But my heroes usually hit, so go with them.
Thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. Eric is at GunsOfEld19. Brad's at TacJones. And I am at FFJoshHughes. Have a good week and good luck in your games.
Later.
Good luck.